Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really classic jungle and old-school DNB trick, building a dub siren riser that leads straight into a heavyweight sub impact. And the goal here is not just to make something go up in pitch. The goal is to make the drop feel like it lands through the floor. A dub siren is such a powerful tension tool because it has attitude. It can feel ceremonial, dangerous, and urgent all at once. That's exactly why it works so well in drum and bass. At around 170 to 174 BPM, the drums are moving fast, the low end is already doing a lot of work, and a good transition needs to create excitement without cluttering the mix. A dub siren gives you a clear musical focal point, and when you pair it with a tuned sub hit, the whole drop feels bigger and more intentional. So in this lesson, we're going to build the full transition using stock Ableton Live 12 devices. We'll make the siren tone, shape its rise with pitch and filter movement, add some dirt and delay for character, resample it into audio for more control, and then design a sub-impact that lands with the drop and supports the first beat instead of fighting it. First, set up your project in context. Put your tempo in that classic DNB range, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Load in your drum loop or break arrangement first, because this is important. A riser should react to the groove, not just float on top of it. Label your track clearly, something like Dub Siren Rise, and if you're making a separate sub-impact track, keep that labeled too. Good organization matters a lot in fast music like this, because you want to be able to automate quickly and stay focused on the arrangement. Now let's build the dub siren source. You can use Wavetable if you want a cleaner, more controllable siren, or analog if you want a slightly rougher old-school edge. The key is to keep the source simple. Dub sirens usually sound strongest when the movement does the work, not a pile of harmonics. Start with a basic waveform. A sine or triangle on oscillator 1 is a great place to begin. If you want a little more bite, add a saw on oscillator 2, but keep it low in the mix. You don't want this to become a full synth lead. You want it to feel like a callout. Set the filter to a low-pass mode and keep the cutoff fairly low at first, maybe somewhere around 500 Hz to 2K Hz depending on how bright you want the initial tone. Add a bit of resonance, but don't overdo it. Just enough to give the siren a vocal edge. If you want that classic gliding behavior, add a little glide or portamento. A short glide time can make the notes feel like they're bending into each other, which gives the phrase more personality. And that's a big coaching point here. A dub siren works best when it feels like a phrase with attitude, not just a rising effect. Think call, answer, pressure, release. Now for the movement. This is where the siren really comes alive. Use pitch automation and filter automation to shape the buildup over 4 or 8 bars. A simple approach works really well. Start with a few spaced out notes, then gradually bring the pitch up over time. You might automate a rise of around 3 to 7 semitones across the phrase, while the filter opens from darker and more contained to brighter and more urgent. Try not to make the motion too smooth and robotic. A more authentic dub siren often uses short pitch bends or stepped movement rather than one continuous line. So instead of just sweeping upward in one motion, let it feel like a musical phrase. Maybe the first 2 bars give you a call, then the next 2 bars answer higher, and by the final section the siren is more tense, more focused, and sitting in a higher register. That kind of phrasing makes it feel like it belongs to the music instead of being pasted over it. Next, add some movement and grit with effects. Put auto filter after the synth and use it as a performance tool. Low pass it during the early part of the build, then gradually open it as you move toward the drop. If you want a little extra edge, a touch of drive can help. Then add saturator after the filter. This is one of those classic intermediate moves that gives the sound weight without needing extra layers. Just a few dB of drive can bring the siren forward and make it feel more dangerous. If the transition needs a bit more dubwise space, add echo. Keep it filtered so the repeats don't cloud the low end. A shorter delay time, like an eighth note or dotted eighth, can create rhythmic motion without turning into wash. Use modest feedback and keep the dry slash wet under control. The idea is to make the siren feel like it's echoing through a sound system space, not washing over the whole mix. Once you've got a sound you like, resample it into audio. This is a really useful intermediate technique, because it gives you a lot more control. Instead of treating the siren like a live synth part, you can now edit it like sample material. Trim it tightly, warp it only if needed, and feel free to create a reverse copy of the ending for extra lift. You can also make 2 versions, one that's cleaner and more tonal and another that's dirtier, more saturated and more chaotic. Layer them lightly and bring in the rougher version only in the final bar or 2. That creates a really nice sense of escalation. Now let's design the sub impact. This is the part that makes the drop hit with authority. You can use operator for a pure sub or waveable if you want a little more character. If you use operator, a sine wave is perfect. Keep the envelope short, with a quick decay and no sustain. Tune it to the root note of the drop, not just the siren phrase. That's another important coaching point. The siren creates tension, but the sub is the physical landing. It needs to work with the kick and bass, not just sound impressive in solo. Keep the sub impact mono. That's non-negotiable if you want it to feel solid on a club system. If you want a bit more attack, you can layer a tiny click or noise burst on top, but keep it subtle. The goal is to help the sub translate, not to turn it into a separate percussion sound. After the sound source, shape the sub with EQ8. Cut away any unnecessary top end. If there's muddiness around 80 to 120 Hz and it's clashing with the kick, carve a little space there. If the note feels weak, gently reinforce the fundamental area, often somewhere around 40 to 70 Hz depending on the key. Then add drum bus if you want a little more density. Use it carefully. A small amount of drive and a bit of boom can make the sub feel more present, but you still want the kick transient to stay clear. Now think about arrangement. A really effective DNB transition is all about contrast and timing. Over the first half of the build, keep the siren relatively sparse. Let it breathe. In the second half, open the filter more, bring in a little more saturation and let the delay tail become more obvious. In the final bar, thin out the drums a little, maybe high pass the drum bus or remove one layer, and then give the siren one last peak before the drop. If you want the sub impact to feel huge, even a tiny moment of silence before the drop can make a big difference. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is leave space. A nice classic move is to mute the bass line for one bar before the drop. That empty space makes the sub landing feel much bigger when it returns. You can also automate a small volume dip or a bit of reverb on the final siren note to push the energy forward. The idea is to create inevitability. The listener should feel like the drop has been building toward this exact moment. When you mix the siren and the sub, keep the low end disciplined. High pass the siren so it stays out of the way of the bass and kick. If it sounds boxy, cut a little in the low mids. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids gently, and check the whole transition in mono. The siren should still read clearly, and the sub should stay tight and centered. In DNB, phase problems can kill energy fast, especially in the low end. If you want to push the vibe further into old school jungle territory, add a chopped break fill, a bit of vinyl noise or a reverse reverb swell before the drop. Those little details give the transition more character without overcrowding it. And if you want a darker, modern edge, you can layer a very quiet, distorted duplicate of the siren one octave above the main note. That adds menace while keeping the lead readable. Here's a really useful mindset to keep in the back of your head. Use automation in layers. Don't move every parameter at once. Let one thing change first, then another. For example, pitch first, then filter, then distortion, then delay. That makes the build feel deliberate and musical instead of just busy. And before you commit, mute the siren and listen to the drop on its own. If the drop feels weak without the siren masking it, then the drop itself needs more work. A quick practice challenge for this one. Spend 15 minutes building a simple dub siren in waveable or analog, automate a 4-bar rise, add auto filter, saturator, and echo, resample it to audio, then build a one-shot sub impact in operator tune to the root note. Place the transition before a drum loop and compare a clean version, a dirtier version, and a more spacious version. Listen for which one creates the strongest drop energy and context, not just in solo. So the core idea is simple, but the results can be massive. Use the dub siren as a musical riser. Shape it with pitch and filter movement. Resample it so you can edit it like a sample, and then land it with a tightly tuned sub impact that supports the drop. In jungle and old school DNB, the best transitions don't just sound exciting. They feel physical, and this technique gives you both the tension and the weight. All right, let's build it.